Spanish history is a controversial subject. I mean, a very controversial subject at times. It has been like that for a long time. You sometimes have a division between how Spain's history is reflected on an international level as compared to how it's seen internally or domestically. And then even domestically, the opposing views can be just as wide and possibly more so, just as staunch, just as visceral. You name it, you name the event, and there is almost always two diametrically opposed positions. And the closer you get in time, the more recent the event, say from the Spanish Civil War onward, the more passionate people are about how they feel, or at least how they think they feel. There seems to be little that doesn't stir up emotions. It's a cultural aspect of this country, which I've come upon from the very beginning, from day one, basically, of coming here to live here. And it takes a while to get used to learn about, to figure it out. It isn't always easy to talk to people about things because it's hard to say how they feel about things. And there's rarely a gray area. It's either black or white, day or night. And anyway, as a history buff and a Spain buff and a Spanish history buff, it certainly adds to a lot of the color when you talk about Spanish history with the Spaniards. Now, over the past few decades, there has been an increase in the number of Spaniards who now take issue with how this country has been treated over the century, often by foreigners. This is sometimes reaffirmed by the Spanish themselves, who see their country as a disaster when compared to other more what they consider to be developed nations. Traditionally, Germany is considered to be a country that stands out above them, or the British, or the US. It depends sort of on the person, at least traditionally. But anyway, this is a really, really complex subject, and it requires an in-depth look at the Spanish psyche. Just recently, I saw a documentary about Spanish America called Hispano America, a song about life and hope. I saw it about 10 days ago, I'd say almost 2 weeks now. And since then, I've just been sort of mulling over it, mulling over my impression of it. Before I actually gave a review, it takes a little while to let it all sort of sink in. This is a movie that was made and directed by filmmaker José Luis López Linares, who has been a filmmaker of documentaries for at least 25 years. I think he was also a camera director before that. He even won a Goya Prize, which is the Spanish equivalent of the Oscar, for a film he did in 2004. I think he won in 2005. It was about an artist named Madronita Andreu. So he's well known and respected in this sector. Now, more recently, he has become famous again for his previous documentary, the one that just came out before this one, and it was called Spain, the First Globalization. When I went to see that movie, that first film, I was sort of excited because the director himself was going to be there in the theater. The auditorium was packed to the hilt, which was something history documentaries rarely enjoyed. So I sat down and looked forward to the film. And at first, there was sort of this good argument to make of the Spanish Empire being the sort of the first global network, global economy, as well as a precursor of the globalization movement, which we are still experiencing today, for better or for worse. But after about 20 minutes, I realized that this had less to do with discussing Spain's immense empire and the global economic impact that it had, which was extremely important during those centuries. There was some mention of it, which I thought was probably the most interesting part of that movie. But a large portion of this turned into a campaign, almost a propaganda campaign, to counter years of what they perceived as misinformation regarding Spain's reputation, position, importance, and contributions, which have been so often overlooked. Basically, it was a treatise to push back on the myths and lies surrounding the infamous Black Legend, where the Spanish traditionally appear as the bad guys of history in basically every aspect. And it's a legitimate debate, it's a legitimate gripe that the Spanish sometimes have, because Spain has been on the receiving end of a lot of trash talk over the centuries, and little has been done to provide a more balanced vision of its history, both in terms of its improper act as well as its contributions. But anyway, as I was saying, while there were some really interesting parts about that movie, there were some questionable moments too, like when they asserted that Spain's Inquisition wasn't that bad. They sort of said, well, there are other countries with their own Inquisitions, and Spain just wasn't as bad as people say, which is to a certain point true. And we'll have to discuss that at a different point. But it was sort of childish in the way they were saying it. And then they would say things like all you had to do to avoid persecution was convert to Catholicism, Christianity, if you were a Jew. So it really wasn't that bad, which, made me think, is anyone listening to this? Anyway, and then there was an insinuation that Martin Luther was sort of the inspirational founding father of Nazism. And they'd have like swastikas behind the image of him. And I thought that was sort of cheesy. On the other hand, there were some good points. As I said, the Spanish did develop a strong international economy, and they did integrate. They mixed and married with the indigenous population. They set up a network of higher learning for everyone, I think 23 universities in all. And the locals were automatically considered to be Spanish. But that doesn't mean they should ignore the downside of the Spanish influence on those colonies or those territories. Just like we talk about colonialism with other countries. So it was an interesting movie, a learning experience in some ways, but it needs to be taken with a grain of salt. I'm talking about the previous one, Spain, the First Globalization. It was interesting to see the reaction by many people. It's certainly a good idea to provide more positive things about Spain's presence in certain parts of the world. But it's unacceptable to throw out a black legend only to replace it with a pristine white legend in which the Spanish seem to do no wrong. Conservative Spaniards I know sort of embraced this film almost as a work of God. And something similar has happened with this latest movie that centers on Hispanic America and the obvious influence Spain had on that world. At least in part, greater focus is placed on the fusion that comes from the meeting of the Spanish and or Spanish European culture and the different cultures found in America. Not dominated by either, but a culture sort of created by combining both. And that's fair enough, I guess, because there's a lot to say about that. In this movie, we see some of the absolute wonders you can find in these countries, especially in terms of art and music. It even asserts that Hispanic America musically contributed to Spanish flamenco. So that was kind of cool. And we can listen to the exquisite sounds of violinists in the Andes. There's this school specializing in the instrument. We can hear the pure voices of a choir or awe at the singing of this woman. I remember she sang beautifully. We take a peek at the extraordinarily beautiful churches and cathedrals in some of these places, some of these countries, mostly Baroque churches, fabulous works of art, superb craftsmanship done by local artisans. So it was wonderful. Probably there was a hint of patronizing in it all amid all the admiration, but still, it was pretty cool. I also found this film to be a little bit religion heavy, Catholicism mainly, the work of evangelization, one of the main aims of the Spanish. Left an indelible mark on the culture there and the results. In certain areas, wonderful results is what the filmmaker wants us to see. And they are there for us to enjoy. Churches, devotion to saints, choirs, festivities, etc. They also point out that the church, according to the film at least, acted as a cohesive force until the Jesuits were expelled, and Hispanic America actually really fell apart after these countries became independent from Spain. So basically, the social inequality, the constant economic woes, the corruption that you find are a result of the post-Spain period. At least that's what they sort of suggest here. And obviously, that's a very questionable viewpoint. The film does push back on a number of classic cliches regarding Spanish occupation of Hispanic America. Spain didn't conquer these lands, it says. They explored them and sort of invaded, and then they helped the locals overthrow their oppressors, like the Aztecs and the Incas. There's some truth to that. But still, I think we need a more complete story there. It also points out that these were not just colonies like the English had, but the inhabitants were considered subjects, almost citizens, and that these territories were actually their own kingdoms called viceroyalties and were members of Spain's empire. It's a distinction certainly worth bringing up. Another thing, Spain certainly took some silver and gold back to Spain for a number of reasons. This has often been looked at as this massive sacking of Latin America's resources. But then they say obviously not all of it was taken, because who would have paid for or financed those wonderful cathedrals and government buildings that you see there that go back to that time? In fact, it's pointed out that Canada in the past few years has taken more silver from those areas than Spain ever did over the centuries. Whether or not this is true, I haven't had a chance to verify, but it's, to be honest with you, sort of a childish argument. Anyway, López Linares has a particular vision of Spain and its legacy on the world. He's very proud of it. That's true. It's a vision I can agree with to a certain degree. But the problem is, this is such a massive subject. It's basically impossible to discuss all the things you should talk about. So it focuses on sort of the nice side of it all. In my opinion, Hispano-America is worth seeing. It's beautifully filmed. You can tell this is a film director at the helm. Lots of colors, stunning drone shots of the cities and towns and countryside. And you can learn a lot of things that you didn't know about this part of the world, though not all of it. For example, Chile and Argentina and Uruguay, and I believe Paraguay too, are sort of inexplicably omitted for some reason. I don't know why. But just as I was saying in the previous film, a lot has to be taken with a sizable bit of flexibility, a grain of salt. The director wants a celebration of Hispano-American culture, and in many ways he achieved this. He wants us to enjoy another side of the traditions, and I guess there's plenty of that. His final message is for there to be a strengthening of ties between Spain and its legacy in Latin America. And the criticism there is that that relationship has been ruined, marred by politicians in these countries who have politicized the subject. And to a certain extent, I think that's a valid one. Whenever a popular politician there wants to rouse their support, their base, they often take a stab at Spain and demand an apology or something like that. I guess you could say that makes sense, but we have to be careful about whitewashing. This is sometimes the biggest mistake revisionist stories make in their effort to correct distorted and unjust historical views of the past. They find themselves committing the same error, the same sin. Spain's black legend deserves to be corrected, needs to be balanced out, but not completely forgotten. My worry is that too many people will view this as sort of the truth at a time when sorting out the truth and the blurring of the truth is one of the greatest threats to our society and our civilization. But the fact is, humans can handle the truth. We can handle our past. It's good and it's bad. And it's not so good, we can handle balanced reports. So I think it's a movie that you should see if you like Spanish history, but it lacks different perspectives, different opinions, a more complete vision of this history. And you should keep that in mind while you're watching it. For the second time in a row, López Linares has had a golden opportunity and he's somewhat let it slip away. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, this review. This is the first I've ever done by Brian Spaindemain. Please feel free to leave us with any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.